Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Due to popular demand, Oh Mary has just extended its Broadway run by nearly 2 months to November 10th. The idiotic yet riotous White House comedy officially opened 2 weeks ago to great praise. It is written by and stars Cola Scola. Oh Mary currently plays the Lyceum Theater. Tickets for the new dates are now on sale. In industry news, Kids Night on Broadway is returning on August 20th. The popular Broadway League program, presented by the New York Times, lets individuals 18 years of age or younger attend a show for free with the admission of a full-paying adult. This summer's participating shows include Aladdin and Juliet, Back to the Future, Chicago, The Great Gatsby, Hadestown, Hamilton, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Hell's Kitchen, The Lion King, MJ, Moulin Rouge, The Notebook, Once Upon a Mattress, The Outsiders, Six, Suffs, Water for Elephants, and Wicked. The Great Gatsby is dark on the 20th, so their Kids' Night will take place on the 21st instead. Tickets for each of the 19 participating shows will go on sale at a later date at kidsnightonbroadway.com. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, July 21st. Oh Mary said hello to the Millionaires Club for the first time in its Broadway run. In the process, it smashed the Lyceum Theater's house record, which had previously been held by A Strange Loop. It is the first time any show in this venue has hit seven figures in a single week. The Outsiders broke another house record of their own for the fifth straight week at the Bernard B. Jacobs. The newly crowned Best Musical Tony winner jumped to over $1.43 million at an average ticket price of $170, one of the highest of last week. Two shows played their final performances on Sunday, revivals of Home and Tommy. The latter hit seven figures one more time at the Nederlander, playing to 97% capacity audiences. The new play, Job, starring Succession alums Peter Friedman and Sidney Lemon, began previews on July 15th at the Helen Hayes Theater. Over their first eight sold-out performances, they took in over $319,000. Opening night is July 30th, and it will run through September 29th. Among the 27 shows that ran last week, Broadway grossed over $31.4 million as a whole, a 5% jump from the week before. Attendance figures also rose by 3%. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.